Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Night Shift Podcast. That's right, the Night Shift Podcast, where we talk about all types of topics, relationships, current events, sports, etc. I apologize to my audience for not being on here for the past couple of days. Just a lot been going on, you know. Life got its courses sometimes, but I'm okay. New updates today, or this evening rather. I know a lot's been going on with the election. I know a lot of chaotic things been going on left and right, back and forth. So I just want y'all to please stay safe out there. You know what I'm saying? You're going to go ahead and get your grocery shopping in. Get it in early. You know you're coming to and from work. Just travel safely. That's my concern to all my peoples out there, you know. But anywho, hey, congratulations to the LA Dodgers on conquering their journey and capitalizing and winning the 2020 World Series. That is awesome. So the LA Lakers capped it off with the championship. And on top of the LA Dodgers capping it off with the World Series. So big ups to LA. You know, I applaud y'all. As far as anything else and everything else, everything is starting to sail smooth. But I had to just speak on a few things, you know. And let's talk about the awareness part, and not only just awareness, but uplifting and educating one another in certain areas. You know, keep your mind on things that's important. You know, for instance, your health. You know what I mean? Your health is everything. So if you get a chance, you know what I mean, go see a doctor. See where you standing at health-wise. That's very important that you see where you're standing health-wise. That way, it lets you know what steps that you need to take to, you know, stay healthy, get healthy, keep working out, or what workout plan that you need to schedule for yourself. You don't want to put too much stress on your body. So, tap into that. Look into it. You know, it's really a must, you know. You want to keep that body running. You want to keep living, right? You know, let's do the right thing, you know. Check your blood. Take your, not your blood sugar. Well, for diabetics, yeah, check your blood sugar. But I was getting ready to say, check your blood pressure. You know, for those that has high blood pressure, check your blood pressure. And, you know, do your research on the high blood pressure and what regulates your high blood pressure. I know walking, you know what I mean, drinking water, just a few other things that helps regulate your blood pressure, and staying away from people that tends to, you know, make you mad or get your blood boiling. So always be aware of that. You know what I mean? And another thing too, looking more into the wealth. You know what I mean? And what do I mean by wealth? You know, a lot of people look at, you know what I mean, cash is wealth, you know what I mean? And other things is wealth. But to dig deep into that, you want to leave some things behind for your kids or your grandkids, right? You know what I mean? You can't leave, you know what I mean, material things behind, but you sure can. Or you can't leave your job behind, right? But you can leave your business behind, right? So that way, hopefully they'll keep it rolling, they'll keep it going. You know, you passing it on down to your legacy and your legacies, right? You know, valuable assets. You know, things of that nature, things of that matter. You know what I mean? That's a lot of talk about it, right? But how would they know if you don't teach about it? Talk about it is one thing. Teach about it is another. You know, so we must we must get into that. That it's a must, you know, because it wasn't taught in our generation. You know what I mean? It wasn't taught in the upper generation. So the upper the older generation really didn't get that type of, you know, knowledge of it, as opposed to how we getting it now. And how we getting it now, you know, we got to teach, we got to reach and teach, you know, and we need more of that type of education in our communities, you know. It's there. Another thing too is how things is starting to go more digital. So it's very important that you get, you know, try to get tech savvy with things. You know what I mean? You know, we got the Zoom going on right now, which is a big thing. A lot of conferences, a lot of meetings, a lot of courses be handled through Zoom. You know what I mean? So utilize that. And if you don't understand how to use Zoom, I mean, YouTube is always number one, you know, because YouTube pretty much tells you how to do certain things if you just, you know, take the time and just really sit and just watch a lesson. You know, I'm giving out some jewels right here, right now, because a lot of people don't know how to really use technology, or, you know, or have a hard time transitioning into the technology world, which is the direction that, you know what I mean, this world is heading into. And if, you know, the pandemic ain't showing you that I don't know what, because you see a lot of things going on online. You know what I mean? You see a lot of sales, right? See a lot of digital purchases. You see a lot of things just going on digitally due to a lot of people that done lost their jobs during the pandemic, and that then got laid off during the pandemic. So people are trying to figure out ways to, you know, make money, you know, provide, survive, and figure it out. And from the looks of things, you know, a lot more businesses are getting ready to close. You know, a lot of businesses are getting ready to close, you know. So there's going to be a lot more people without jobs, but got to figure out a different way to, you know what I mean, to conduct and collect currency. So there are digital workshops online that'll teach you how to, you know what I mean, go about it the right way and doing so. You know, it's always good to, you know what I mean, learn something new. You know what I mean? Because certain things of the old ways is not going to get you through into this millennial world today. You know what I mean? Sorry to say it, but I'm not just, you know, talking out the side of my mouth. It's just facts, and you can't really, you know, argue with facts. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. You know what I mean? I'm saying that blunt, you know. Well, if it offend you some type of way, not trying to, but that's just the way that the world is heading towards or getting it to. So, yeah, you might want to get more, in, you know, technically inclined. You know what I mean? Also, I also want to tell y'all to, you know what I mean, protect yourselves out there. You know what I mean? Still wash your hands. You know what I mean? Still use your hand sanitizer. You know, take care of your body. And if you're around people, please keep your six feet distance. You know what I mean? Because the season's changing. And usually around this type of time of year, a lot more people tend to get flus or tend to get sick because of the weather change. So you know, for those out there that's listening, you know, dress up for the proper weather. You know what I mean? You know, it's back to the basics, you know. To each his own, but I'm just here to give you the important news and the important information. So, hey, shout out to the ones out there that supports the Night Shift podcast and also the Paul TV show. I appreciate that. He appreciates that as well. We see what's going on. You know what I mean? We get a lot of inboxes. So we do be seeing your mail. We see your mail each and every day. And I appreciate that. And he appreciates that as well too. You know what I mean? But the Paul TV show on Facebook, the Paul TV show is on IG. It's all good. So check us out. We on air 3 days a week. Also, you can reach out to Paul Moss on Facebook. You can reach out to Paul, the Chosen One. So, yeah, Paul, the Chosen One, Moss. Which is Paul, the Chosen, number one, Moss. You can also reach out to me, A. Carter, the One, on Instagram. A. Carter the One on Twitter, and A. Carter the One on Facebook, which is A. C. A. R. T. E. R. D. A. One. And if anybody has a topic that you want me or Paul to talk about, please email us at the Night Shift Podcast One. Which is the number one at gmail.com. The Night Shift Podcast One at gmail.com. Also, you can leave a message in his inbox and mine as well, and we'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. We do get a lot of emails coming through, so please bear with us, you know what I mean? And we'll get to your topic, and we'll even give you a shout out on the Night Shift Podcast and also on the Paul TV show, because that's what we do, you know what I mean? We provide good services as far as our words being essential, you know, the top of the line talks, top of the line sources, top of the line jobs, careers, information, you know what I mean? Just a whole bunch of things that we talk about, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Please get to it. Also, you can also support the Night Shift Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Breaker, Deezer, TuneIn, Pocket Cast, and Apple. Yeah, and also stay tuned, because I have, in the next episode, I will have an interview with somebody that's gonna come through and drop the heat on information, you know what I mean? Love, you know what I mean? Just all the above. And I'm not even gonna spoil surprise. I'm not even gonna do it, y'all. So y'all just stay tuned and stay following the Night Shift Podcast. Yeah, stay following the Night Shift Podcast. You know, stay following that. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's pretty dope. So let me tell y'all what I've been through this week. You know what I mean? I've been out of town for about a month now. You know what I mean? Just put that hard time and hard grind at work. So yeah, I've been overloaded, but I haven't forgot about y'all. I haven't forgot about my fans, and I haven't forgotten about my supporters. So I just been working on top of working on new content, new flavor. You know what I mean? As we're coming to almost the end of 2020. You know what I mean? But 2021 is going to be, you know what I mean, full of fun and full of surprises. Because I know 2020 has been it's been a crazy year, right? You know what I mean? It's been a crazy year. I'm talking about from the beginning up until now. Like, I know y'all wishing that we could just fast forward through it, right? Yeah, I wish we could too. You know what I mean? Just hurry up and just come on. Get through, you know what I mean? Come on, 2021. But, you know, I hope that y'all ready for 2021. Not only just ready, but get prepared, because preparation is key to you getting ready. You know, there's a big difference in that. So, you know, shout out to the ones that's been coaching me through, you know, a lot of things in life. I always get you that mentor, or get you somebody that you can, you know, open up to, that way that they can help you. You know what I mean? They're not gonna bash you, but they're gonna help you through. They're not gonna tell you what you want to hear, but they're gonna tell you what you need to hear. And, you know what I mean? And that's a true mentor, that's a true friend, true companion, all the above. You know what I mean? So it's good that you have that in your life. You know what I mean? Get you a mentor. Real talk. You know what I mean? And I'm leaning in towards like a you know what I mean? Like a health coach, a life coach. You know what I mean? Like shout out to, you know, Brother Jake Taylor Jacobs, as he always said. You know what I mean? A mentor, a fitness coach, a life coach. You know what I mean? Etc. Man. Y'all go check him out too, man. Go on his page, you know what I mean? Jake Taylor Jacobs. That's Mr. B the Bank, you know? That's the founder of the ABS tribe, you know what I'm saying? He'll teach you how to be your own bank, you know, which is called the Private Banking Blueprint, you know what I mean? Him and Brother BX, which is Brother Ben X. Check him out as well, you know what I mean? Go on his page. It's Brother Ben X on IG. Also, they hold weekly classes every week. I'm talking about from the gate. I'm talking about Tuesday to Friday. You know what I mean? Weekly coaching classes, you know, so it's all the above. And I'm just really giving y'all the summary of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to them doing their thing. You know what I mean? Also, shout out to my frontline workers. Each and every day out there sacrificing, you know what I mean? Working. You know what I mean? Trying to make things better. You know what I mean? So my prayers and my shout outs goes out to them and their families as well. You know what I mean? Also, my family that's out there on the front line working each and every day. You know what I mean? Also, all my essential workers, including myself out here each and every day, each and every night. You know what I mean? Just trying to, you know, bring some normalicity, you know what I mean, into the life. So, yeah, y'all get prepared, you know what I mean? And don't be surprised if things tend to want to lock back down once again, you know what I mean? I don't know. I can't say that I know, but I only can tell you how I feel and what's, you know what I mean? What I feel is coming next, if you just pay attention to a lot of things that surround you, and you know, try not to be blind, you know what I mean? Because reality ain't really hard to find, you know? So that's pretty much how I look at it from here on out, you know what I mean? We just gonna rock out, you know what I mean? The rest of 2020 in good spirits, you know what I mean? In good faith. You know what I mean? That's pretty much what we gonna do. You know, we gonna keep working. We gonna keep getting better at what we do. You know what I mean? Positivity and positive love is the key through all this. So, yeah, you know what I mean? I appreciate y'all just getting on here. You know, but, yeah. that's pretty much the get down of where I'm coming at with it, you know. But I'm just so excited that a lot of new things is really, you know, happening. And once when you really get to yourself and really, you know, visualize where you're going or where you want to be in life, and not only just visualizing, but just, you know, capitalizing on it, you know what I mean? And really just, you know, putting that work in and what you want to do, you know, that's what it's really all about, you know. Really having that vision, really shifting in that direction, and really just staying focused and really putting that work in, you know what I mean? That's a lot right there within itself, but it can be done. But, you know, at the end of the day, you gotta really want it. You gotta really shift. You gotta really stick with it, you know what I mean? And that's all that I'm getting at with it. You know, I'm changing the narrative, you know what I mean? Staying positive, staying focused, you know. I talk about the do's and don'ts in certain situations, in certain relationships, you know what I mean? Friendships, etc. in your life, you know what I mean? Because we all got to walk a life that, you know what I mean, we can sit here and talk about, build and learn off one another, right? But just be careful what you intake in your system too, you know. Whatever applies to you, you know what I mean, apply that into your situation and move on. And if it don't apply, you know what I mean, what they say, if it don't apply, let it fly, right? That's pretty much all you can do, you know what I mean. My next segment, I want to talk about, it's just the weather, you know what I mean? The weather. I can't really just give you the updates on the weather, but just know that the weather's been kind of funny and it's been kind of funky in certain places, you know what I mean? So, yeah, like I said before at the beginning of the podcast, you know, just try to go with the flow and just, you know what I mean, just bear with it, because at the end of the day, you know what I mean, that's all you can do, you know what I mean? Like my parents will always say, hey, you know, like when I lived in the Midwest, like it'll be like 60 something the next day, and the next day it'll be like 32 degrees with snow, you know what I mean? I think my stepmom always said this, that's that fools you weather. Don't let that weather fool you, you know what I mean? You better put on the sweater, you better put on the jacket, you feel what I'm saying? And keep your ass warm, you know what I mean? She cuts no corners when she was coming at us with that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the same thing that I tell my kids to this day. So, shout outs to my moms, my stepmom, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, listen to the teachings, you know what I mean? Tap back into your teachings, you know what I mean? And apply that with your kids as far as, you know, keeping them up to date and keeping them up to par, you know what I mean, with their appearance, you know what I mean, with their jackets, you feel what I'm saying, with just life period, you know what I mean, because those are mores and values that can't nobody take away from you, you feel what I'm saying, mores and values, you know what I mean, the only person that can take that away from you is you, you know what I mean, because you can utilize that to really get you through in life, and you can really utilize that to get you through your situation, you know what I mean? So that's cool, you know what I mean? It's just like the teachings, you feel what I'm saying? You might go astray in life, but you always come back to it, you know what I mean? Let me say that again. You might go astray in life, right? But you always, you know what I mean, come back to it at the end of the day, you know what I mean? So never forget where you come from. And I feel like a lot of people, they tend to forget where they come from once when they make it, once when they get big, once when they get a few dollars in their pocket. But you need to stop it, you know why? Because as quick as it's been given to you, the quick as it could get taken away from you too, you know what I mean? I'm just speaking true real life facts in here, you know what I mean? So I was always told this, and I'ma walk out with this one, you know what I mean? Never look down on a man unless you helping them up. Never look down on a woman unless you helping them up. You know, nowadays, people tend to look down on a person and kick them down while they down. You know what I mean? And sad to say, you see a lot of that today, you know what I mean? Over a few dollars, you know what I mean? Because you got a few dollars in your pocket now, you know, so you feel like you macho, you feel like you on top, you feel like you just doing big shit. But I'm gonna tell you like this, and I had to learn this lesson myself. Don't burn that bridge, right? If you don't plan to walk across it, never burn the bridge with that person, because you never know when you gotta walk across it again. You know what I mean? Let me say that again. If you know you not gonna walk across that bridge, you feel what I'm saying? Be careful about burning that damn bridge. Because you never know when you gotta walk across it in life. And life got its way of just sitting you on your ass cheeks and humbling you. Real talk. You know what I mean? It has its way. But on that note, I hope that y'all just pushing through on the Night Shift Podcast. I appreciate y'all just tuning in each and every week. You know what I mean? Like I said, look me up. You know what I mean? The Night Shift Podcast. Anthony Carter / Paul Malls. You know what I mean? We're on Spotify, Anchor, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Buzzsprout, Tune In, Google Podcasts, you know what I'm saying, Pocket Casts, Breaker. I mean, we just getting all over, so you can always reach out. And also Apple, so you can pull it up from your laptop, from your Android, from your Apple or iOS, you know what I mean, from your Alexa. Yeah, so there's always a way that you can just tune in to the Night Shift Podcast. Also, you can click on the page. And also, if you're feeling in the spirit to donate and show some love, you can always do that as well. You know what I mean? We accept all donations. You know, like I said, I appreciate your love. I appreciate your support. I appreciate your feedback. If y'all got anything that y'all want to say about any type of topics, anything that y'all want us to touch on, I mean, it's there. You know what I mean? Just email us. Like I said, email is the Night Shift Podcast 1, which is the number 1, @gmail.com. You can also inbox me. You can also inbox Paul Moss. And we'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. But bear with us, because we get a lot of feedback. We get a lot of emails. So we will get to you. You know what I mean? Like I said, we got a lot of new things coming up. You know what I mean? So y'all just stay tuned. Stay looking out. Oh, also, you can also check us out on SoundCloud, right? And also coming soon on the YouTube channel, which is the Night Shift Podcast. You'll see the logo, right? You can check us out right there on the Night Shift Podcast on YouTube. So we will be going visual as well as audio. Like I said, I appreciate y'all. You know what I mean? Every week I try to bring it to you. Every week I try to give it to you on your night shift. You know what I mean? That's right. On your night shift. You know what I mean? Just do the best that you can by taking care of yourself, living right. You know what I mean? Keeping your body fit and keeping yourself tight. You feel what I'm saying? pick you up a book, you know what I mean? Feed your brain, because you got to feed your brain as much as you feed your body. But I'm about to get ready to wrap it out. Shout out to everybody globally, universally. You feel what I'm saying? It's all love from here. And thanks for tuning in into the Night Shift Podcast. All right, y'all, I'm out. Peace.